I was going on and on and on, as I always do, about people. And over time, I've figured out that probably the best way to deal with people is to, well, yeah, and don't go trying to make them change. Don't go trying to make people change particularly. There's nothing you can do to tick off people more than trying to tell them that what they're doing is wrong and that they need to change. Yeah? Class. So, I mean, you can say a bunch of things. You can say how you feel about something, although that's, you better not these days, unless it's the established majority position of the group you're in. Then you go, get to the point where you just have to say, you know what? You don't have to wait to lock it. As long as the door's open. Great. All right, guys, go for it. Crazy fellas. Make it happen, dude. Huh? Is it going to be warm enough?
Yeah, it's like
is it? Okay. All I know is it gets freaking hot there, and the humidity is 100%.
It also gets pretty cold in some parts.
That's true.
All right.
Oh, that's right. You guys got to get your clock going. Yeah. Okay. All right. Going. And there. Wait. Those guys are hilarious. Oh, I love it. Great guys. I think they'll do okay. Anyway, yeah. Now when it comes to me, yeah, do I need to get... at least a little bit bigger piece of property? Do I need to be down at the end of a dead end street? Yeah, I do.
They can change them like on the other side of the
street. Yeah, I know. They're probably nicer ones. Nicer places too, probably.
And they said, my dad's home.
So, anyway, funny. I think that's what you learn after a while, is what you're willing to deal with. And it's like, you know...
And he was a big neighbor.
Yeah. But I think it had a lot to do with the times, too. Did they pretty much buy that house new?
Yeah.
It was built.
The whole neighborhood was being built.
Right. And so it was all younger families of a certain socioeconomic status that were buying into this development. Yeah, right. See? It's a whole new universe when you behave like that.
The Kennedy got a lot older. Yeah,
right.
We got little girls babysit us.
Uh-huh.
So you like it when you have any kids?
Yeah. Thank you. You're very kind to have told me to do this. Of course, I'm going to be like dying when I go home this afternoon. So I'm sure the temperature is going to heat up nicely.
It's not supposed to be hot.
It's not supposed to get that warm today.
Yeah.
It's supposed to warm up tomorrow.
Sure. Well, you know what?
67.
It takes a couple of days to overcome
the cold.
Yeah. So, yeah. People. I think a whole lot of peace came from just leaving your neighbors alone. You know? Everybody always talks about, like, these people are living cheek by jowl with each other, and you go, well, maybe. You go, but I think by and large, people just left each other alone.
Oh,
and didn't get involved.
I always get knocked on Jenny's door and.
Yeah?
Hey, hi, can I visit? Let me in, let's sit there and. You know, Mr. Fogg is usually watching TV. Nothing that I was interested in, but I'll sit there next to him. I'll throw it with Mandy in the kitchen and we'll see coffee and she was. You know?
You were one of those kids.
Talk to her a little bit. I say, well, I think I'll go home now. And I say, okay.
They were just really nice people.
Yeah, they were.
And you were kind of like the what's-their-name that lived behind us in Tucumcari. They just kind of showed up one day.
I was not.
Kept hanging out.
But I didn't hang out there all day.
Yeah.
You know?
Just a bored kid, huh? Just needed something interesting to do.
After all, I think that I could go explore the oil field in the process.
Uh-huh.
It's blueberries or it's crawfish in the ditch.
Uh-huh.
You know, and my mom's going to leave the cook. Grab them the crawfish, there's not enough to make a meal. When I discovered the wild onion, I threw wild onion.
Nice had a cook's sensibilities, didn't you, Lee?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Well, you're an interesting kid, I think.
I'm sure I was.
I'm sure your sisters thought so.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they thought it was interesting, but I remember
yeah.
At one point in time, like when I was in primary reading and learning, they kept telling me I was so immature. Quit acting like that, my therapy was so immature. Wait. I was like, why am I being my sister? And I can remember. I knew that they had secrets. And I didn't know what those secrets were.
Yeah.
And eventually I found out a few and I was like, why didn't you tell me? And they said, because you were so pure and innocent. I didn't want you to lose your innocence so early and, you know.
You didn't give me crap about this.
I know. So, you know, they always tried to protect me
yeah.
from the ways of the world because I was so naive.
So do you still think you're naive?
Oh, I don't think this is better than you are.
Well, you don't?
I think I am on a good basis.
Oh. Who do you think's right? Okay.
A lot of times I think I know how the world works even if I'm not really known.
Yeah. Well, I don't either. Let me tell you. Do what you want to do. and put yourself in circumstances that you can do what you want to do. But don't be surprised if what you thought you wanted to do wasn't really either what you wanted to do or what you ended up doing.
I'm not sure how you even followed that.
Oh, no. Let me see if I can give an example. You can want to be something like a lawyer because you've maybe watched them on television and they seem to have they certainly seem to have enough money to do stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a big allure to somebody. So you put all the little pieces into place, right? You follow all the rules. You go off to college and go to law school, and everybody else has nice cars, so you go and get yourself a nice car because half of law is sales. But you don't know that until you're actually out there. You know, your parents say, oh, they want to be a lawyer. Let's throw money at that because that's a great idea. And you go, oh, yeah, certainly lucrative, that's for sure. Then you get down to actually doing it, and you may find out that it's like, I don't even like this. I don't even like what I'm doing. I think Joe is kind of that way with being an accountant, then an auditor. He didn't like it, particularly. And, I don't know, I don't know. I'm sure he's looking at it from the standpoint that he saw Uncle Norm. And Norm had nice house, nice things, and, you know, plenty of money. And at the time, when Joe was making the really big decisions about his life, that was when Norm was really probably the most extravagant about everything, you know. He'd already finished his run, making all the money, and he was just kind of enjoying it at that point, you know. He was going out and golfing. He had a Corvette, he had that huge house, you know, the one that we went to of his. He had that huge, massive, silly house. And, and wouldn't that be appealing to a 20-ish-year-old guy? Wouldn't that be appealing? You're going, dang, Norm's only 15 years older than I am. In 15 years, I could be him. And you go, Norm enjoyed a lightning strike. It was amazing. The timing was fantastic. He hit the right circumstance at the right moment, and he just... Who? Oh, no, I'm not saying he wasn't blessed. Most certainly. You know. And then Norm switched gears, and he switched to something he really loved, which is teaching. And seeing Joe followed Norm's footsteps, right? The only problem was, Joe doesn't love teaching particularly. So Joe was mostly trying to follow Norm, and I think he essentially lost himself in doing it, because it wasn't really anything he was interested in.
Craftsmanship. He could have still gotten paid a lot of money for good craftsmanship.
That's possible. I don't know. It's really tough to second guess things. You know, your life ends up being your life.
I think he could still do it.
Well, he could. But he might not want to at this point. He's like, who knows? I don't know what Joe wants to do. Plus, he made a Faustian bargain. If you say you're disabled, you've got to be disabled.
You can't go out and do that.
Yeah, you can't go and start making money. You've just got to sit there. So yeah, I don't know what Joe's going to do with himself. I think he got himself into a horrible pickle. But, you know, how should I know? I have no idea. But just to say, there is an example of sometimes you think you want something, and you can go through a lot of effort to get that, and once you have it, it's like, oh, God, maybe I shouldn't have gone that way. Thank goodness life is relatively long, and you can make some corrections. Look at me. Mr. Child care director, lackadaisical home economist sort. You know? And you go, well, I think I was able to leap out and do something completely different. And you're going, I think that's harder than I think it is for most people to do. I remember Bear Widener in Tooth and Caring and how he could work the railroad all that time, and then and when you talk to him, he goes, I hate it. Hate it every day. Couldn't stand it. And then my first question was, why just stay? And he goes, the pay was good.
The same thing is going to happen with twins if
they get in the military. Well, the military has tons and tons of opportunities. They shouldn't have to stay with something they can't stand.
That's true.
It's big enough, and with enough opportunities, they should be able to find niches, especially if they ask God to help them. Oh my gosh, go get the help they need if they ask for it. That's the most important thing. Like I was telling the guys, I said, this is how I handle it now these days, gentlemen. It's very simple. I tell God every day, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what's the best thing. I said, I'm going to pursue some stuff which I think might be the right way to go, but I'm not sure. I said, please, if it's the right thing, help it to come to pass. If it's not the right thing, or if it's not something I should do, please stop it at some point. Make it fall apart, whatever. Make me say something stupid that makes them say, I would rather die than hire that idiot. I'm not sad when it happens. I'm kind of happy because it's like, oh, God's just making sure I don't do something really stupid. Good. Thank you.
So what did you tell Kale about that?
Intelligence?
Yeah.
I said, hey, go for it.
That's all you told him?
Oh, I don't know. I already told him before how to do it. I can tell him again.
What do you mean, how to tell him?
How to do this? The way I was explaining to you. I'm sorry. Am I not being very clear?
No, but I got you.
I apologize. That's the whole point of saying what I said. Was to say, this is how I do it. When you don't know what to do. And who does? Who knows what exactly they should be doing? That's rare. And they go, if you don't know, who does? And you go, God. And you go, good, okay, here's how you access God on this one. You give God every opportunity to intervene. And you ask him to. Please point me in the right direction. Give me inspiration. Help me to understand. And if I'm going to keep moving anyway. I'm not going to stop and wait and wait and wait for some kind of sign. I'm going to go ahead. The biggest thing I need from you, Father, is to help me not do the wrong thing. Good. Good. Okay. Oh, you guys are going to be fine. All you got to do is meet the standards. All you got to do is meet the standards. They don't give bonus points for doing a whole lot better. It's just an in or out, pass fail. Anyway, we're just talking about this again, guys. We were just talking about this again. I know, it's the traffic, it's nobody's problem. Oh, quit thinking I'm mad. I'm just trying to be heard. Jeez. Okay. The whole thing about making decisions and helping God to help you to make good decisions. Because you don't know what you want to do, huh? Welcome to the club. Nobody knows what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
People who do are usually wrong. So, who does know what you should be doing? God does. That's right. There was a wonderful talk by, I think it was Elder Scott, a long time ago. And he was trying to convey to people how important it was just to move forward. Just to get some momentum going. And he goes, instead of spending a lot of time praying to God to help you know what you should do, that's not a bad thing to do. You should also pray that if there's something you shouldn't do, put things in the way of it. Like, take Alaska, for instance. Me and Mom decided that Alaska might be a good next location, right?
Yeah.
So we went through a lot. I put in a lot of effort, man. You know how many interviews I did? I did a ton of them.
I think it's a hurt.
Whatever. and I didn't get one call back after my interviews, which is really bad for me, because usually I interview pretty good. If I tend to interview for a job, I tend to get it. And I thought that was bizarre. It's okay, you know, I wasn't going to get too weird about it. But then I said, you know what, I asked God to stop things from happening if they weren't supposed to happen. So I stopped working on the Alaska thing after a while. Because it wasn't what God thought was a good idea. So you move forward however you can. That's why I don't have a problem with you guys going into the Air Force. That's not a problem for me. I hope you guys are praying that he's going to help you. If you don't do good on a test that you prepared for, don't get weird about it. It might be God saying, that's not where I want you to go right now. Do this instead. So pray for God just as much as you do to help you know what to do. Have Him help you not do what you shouldn't be doing. Because He will intervene for you. It'll be amazing when you see it. You'll go, wow. I guess I'm not doing that. Okay, I thought I was doing that, but now I'm not. Don't be afraid of that. Now, don't jiggle guard God's arm too much. Put your best effort into what you're trying to do. Just don't get angry and upset and curse the skies, which I do sometimes when I need stuff. If it seems like God's hedging up the way, always He's hedging up the way in your favor. It's something you shouldn't be doing. It's okay, though. He's perfectly willing to do it, especially if you ask Him to, so feel free to ask Him. And you'll make good decisions. God will help you. He's a mover and a shaker. He'll make things happen. All right, guys. Have a wonderful day. I love ya.
Thank you. Have a nice, productive, and safe day.
Hey.
Yeah.
Come on, Chase. Although I'm a little risky, a little dangerous.